All right, Jahlil Swole, Detroit triumph history is made. I mean, look, it's kind of cool, I think. Like, I don't know if you really appreciate it, but I think it's cool.
No, it's sick. I mean, it's okay. Not so often new team, new bike comes around the industry. So to be a part of that history and come in and especially have, like, a decent night, you know, I'm stoked.
Listen, I was the mechanic for the first ever KTM national win, mm-hmm. national or supercross win in America. Mm-hmm. And I still don't shut up about it.
Yeah.
So 23 years later, I'm still telling people, you know, I mean, this wasn't a win, but, like, I'm still telling people about that.
Yeah. So maybe you're what you're saying right now will rub off on me. Yeah. I'll be like that when I get older.
Sure.
Maybe I'll recognize a little bit more. But, no, I mean, I've been a part of the process and been kind of just developing the bike. And I see all the hard work these guys put mm-hmm. in. And there's so many people, like, from the UK that even came over today just because they're hands-on. You know, everybody's touched this bike in some sort of way. So from the motor guys, suspension guys, chassis, everything, dude, it's been a process, but we've had a really good base package and developing the bike and developing with the new team, and it's been fun. I've been really enjoying the experience.
Who hit you in the heat?
My best friend, my buddy PB.
Yeah, okay, it's a little aggressive. That was a little much, I felt like, or not. I don't know. You tell me.
Okay. I mean.
Yeah. So you're with me on that.
I don't know. I don't think he's seen a turn. I think he's seen me as the turn. But it's all good.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
Fuck, we keep receipts. It's all good. I mean, it is what it is. If he wants to race like that, we can race like that.
Yeah. I just felt like it went above an aggressive pass, right?
Yeah, we had no interaction in the race. Yeah, that was our first interaction, so.
Okay.
It's all good. I don't think I've even seen Freeze do shit like that. So it's all good, though. It's a long season.
Pull him aside and try to talk to him. Hey, and then from that, rode really well to get in the qualifying spot and on a track that could beat a lot of people. So I felt like that was a good ride. And then the main event, I didn't notice you much in the beginning. It was carnage, right? And then all of a sudden, you started coming up slowly. Mm-hmm. I thought you rode really well.
Yeah, I mean, I felt good, which was the main thing. Like, on a gnarly track like this, I can easily, mm-hmm. like you said, bite anyone. Like, I felt really good. I feel like if I would have not been in all the chaos in that first turn, we could have had a shot at the box tonight. So it is what it is. Yep. I feel like, you know, my goal was top five for this first round, and to fall in the first turn and get six, one off, I think we're in a decent spot.
Whoops, haven't been your specialty, but I felt these ones were on the easier side, to be fair, but I felt you were really good in them. I don't know if it's the bike, the off season, or whatever, but do you feel the same way?
I mean, they were safe, but they were still gnarly. Like,
okay.
they cuffed out and rutted out pretty good, but yeah, I mean, dozer whoops compared to loader whoops,
sure, okay.
you know,
yeah, yeah.
but
that's kinda
yeah,
what,
I mean, yeah. I've been working hard to get better in the whoops.
Right.
I know that's been a weakness of mine, and I'll only get better, you know, the more we race. This was my first supercross in well over a year, so I'm stoked to be in a decent spot and to feel good on the bike means a lot to me, because it's been a while since I've been myself, I feel.
Don't give me the political bullshit answer, but what do you like about the bike? What are you impressed with? I mean, you rode the factory.
Frame.
Okay.
Frame for sure.
The way it turns, the way it feels.
Yeah. I feel like my turns are kind of back to normal. I can kind of just momentum and lean, so that was good. I'm trying not to be corporate, but dude, the bike's good.
Yeah.
Like, the bike is good. We're in a good spot. Obviously there's some things that we can tweak and mm-hmm. and make better, but I feel like, I mean, to go down the first turn and come back to six, it's competitive, you know.
I heard a rumor that your girlfriend's dad is a lead singer of 38 Special. Is this true?
Yeah.
What's your favorite 38 Special song?
I'm not into that type of shit, but Hold On Loosely obviously is the big one, and fuck, what's the next one?
I mean, I'll take
there's one more. No, what's,
no, there's
the,
a bunch
what's the
more.
Second big one?
Now,
Hold On
now
Loosely, and there's
I Want You Back Where You Belong.
No,
I Want You
not
Back
that
Where
one,
You Belong.
There's a second biggest one. What is it? You're the guy who should know this shit.
I'm blanking. There's also like a mid 80s ballad that was awesome, but
no, what's even worse is I recently went to one of his concerts and heard all these songs, and now I can't even name the songs.
Wow. Hold On Loosely. I'm surprised you got that. I was thinking you weren't.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I mean, that's the staple of their band,
right,
dude.
Okay.
Dude, I hear that every day.
All right, last one. Aiden Kiefer, how are we looking?
Oh, he's a little shithead, dude.
Yeah.
He is a little shithead.
Okay.
But no, it's fun. He's come around. He's been training with me and Brownie a little bit, and it's fun to have, like, a young gun around, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like amateur to pick on and stuff. And he's good. He's starting to dabble into some Supercross, maybe Futures Daytona-ish, yeah. Maybe something like that.
Yeah.
I think, at least that's what he talks like. But no, it's good. It's fun to have like someone around, young gun, that's kind of hungry and like grinds. He's not scared of the grind, which is cool. And obviously his dad's cool and keeps him in check, you know, sure. When he starts to run his mouth, yeah. A little bit. But no, it's fun. I like him. He's been a good kid to be around, and I'm trying not to rub off on him too much.
Yeah, please do. All right. Thanks, Jalik.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool.